Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Thank you very much for hanging around with us. When you get to my website, by the way, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every week by email. And don't forget all the other things you can do there on our site as well, including finding out lots of stuff about our good friend and our guest this half hour, Beverly Williams, who is not only an original member of the Brain Trust, she's virtually an original member of the show. Maybe me and two or three other people are the only ones who are more original. She is the co-author, along with Don Cooper, of the book, The 30-Second Commute, The Ultimate Guide to Starting and Operating a Business, a Home-Based Business. Nobody knows more about home-based business than Beverly Williams. Beverly, welcome back.
Well, thank you, and good morning.
And she's the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, which is a national award that the SBA bestowed upon her, much deserved, only about 10 years late. But anyway, we won't talk about that. It's good to have you back, Beverly.
Thank you. It's good to be back. You know, it's interesting that, I appreciate the award greatly. It's such an honor. But you're right, at least 10 years too late. The positive spin on that is that at least now that they are looking at, the federal government and other locales are looking at home-based businesses in a very positive light. And
right.
That's good news.
That what she means, folks, is not that they didn't honor her 10 years. They honored her, honor her 2 years. Talking about the recognition of home-based business as a major force in the marketplace.
Yeah, for me personally, it's quite an honor, and I appreciate it. But more so, it's the fact that there is now, on the very highest level of government, recognition for the positive aspects of home-based business.
Right.
That is what I've been working for so long. And I certainly didn't do that by myself. So I'm not taking the credit, but it really has been a long time.
Well, I'm going to give you the credit because I know how many years you did that because I watched you do it for a number of those years. And I saw you do it as a volunteer, ladies and gentlemen, you see a lot of people out there who they have a cause for small business, but if somebody weren't paying them big bucks to do it, whatever they're writing or their books or whatever, they might not be doing it. But Beverly did it for a long time as basically a volunteer, and that's one of the reasons why she's so high on my scale of admiration. Beverly, the interesting thing about what we were just saying is the same thing for small business. Mm-hmm. I mean, the original model for the marketplace was a small business, and even more original than that was a home-based small business.
Mm-hmm.
And right. So what my point here, folks, our point is that finally, after thousands and thousands of years of basically establishing the global marketplace, of which only maybe 150 years at the most of that, Could you even find anything that wasn't a home-based or a small business?
Mm-hmm.
Now, people are saying, wait a minute, these folks are out there. They're making a significant contribution. Maybe we need to pay attention to them. Maybe we need to do some things to help these folks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken a long time to get that done, Beverly, because, the 20th century, in terms of the marketplace, in terms of the size of businesses, was an anomaly in, mm-hmm. in the history of the marketplace, isn't it?
Right. Yes, that's absolutely true. And when you look at the figures that come out of the various places, including the Small Business Administration, and realize that if all the small businesses went away, or even if a fourth of the small businesses went away, this country would be in big trouble because it's a significant number of small businesses that are employing, 50 to 100 people that are making this world go, this
mm-hmm.
whole country of ours. 53% of all of those small businesses in the United States today and I believe this is a very low number, 53% of them are home-based businesses.
Yep.
So you start taking away the home-based businesses, and you've really got a problem with the small business economy.
That's right.
Without small businesses to support the needs of the larger businesses wouldn't do as well as they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we really are the backbone of this whole country.
No question about it. And it's good to see people are paying more attention. It's a long time coming. And I'm glad you and I lived, Beverly, to see the day when people are paying a little more attention. And one of the reasons why, and they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing, Beverly, one of the reasons why that home-based businesses are important is because of the truth about this myth that you're about to tell us. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. Myth number seven that we're on is that home-based businesses create a lot more traffic and strangers coming into a neighborhood. This is what I have heard time after time after time at zoning hearings, in letters from people asking for my help, saying, you know, they say it's going to make the neighborhood more dangerous. Please help me with some information. The reality is that home-based businesses create a safer environment in a housing area than we've ever had. You look at what happened 30, 40 years ago, well, not even that long ago, maybe. About 30, 40 years ago, when women went to work, and we now had two-income families, mm-hmm. women going away from the home to work, we ended up with latchkey children, we ended up with empty neighborhoods, and we ended up with crime rates going up in those neighborhoods during daytime.
Mm-hmm. You know, I remember when I was a little kid being in a neighborhood like that. My mother did work, mm-hmm. but a lot of mothers didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And when my mother wasn't there, guess what? They were my mother.
Oh yeah.
Because I was playing with their boys, and buddy, you think they didn't come out? They didn't walk out in the yard and if they straightened their son out, they straightened me out while they were there.
That's right.
And no, made no bones about it. And you know, maybe even wait till your mother gets home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Language might have happened. And so, and I know, folks, that was a nice trip down memory lane. And I know a lot of people don't, you know, there are some people listening who you know, wonder what kind of a Nazi and Harriet world that was. But it kind of was in those days. But you're right. When there are homeowners who have an investment in the neighborhood, who care about their neighbors, when they're hanging around during the day, that's good for the neighborhood, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Stand by, Beverly. We're going to be right back after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Beverly Williams is our guest. Her book is called The 30-Second Commute. We're back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Williams is here. We're having a great visit with her. We're talking about one of the myths of being a home-based business, and that is that some people try to promote the myth that when you have a home-based business in your neighborhood, or more than one, that increases traffic and it brings strangers into the neighborhood. And it's just not true, folks, because most small businesses don't even have customers who come to the door, who come to their business, do they, Beverly?
That's right. Most home-based businesses are service-oriented, and they tend to go to their clients. A lot of their clients may be taking advantage of the technology and doing most of their contact over the Internet, over cell phones, over fax machines, and email.
We've even gone with technology. Home-based businesses have really the ability to go below the radar more than ever before.
That's true. It's because of the technology that home-based businesses have flourished so well mm-hmm. in the beginning.
Yep.
So, you know, I think the whole technology revolution has spurred this industry. It's not the only reason people are in a home-based business, but it certainly makes it easier. There are people who have clients that they've never seen face-to-face. They may have seen them over a video cam from their computer, but they have never actually physically shaken hands with that client.
And you know what? I'm not home-based, and I do business like that these days.
Absolutely. There's no reason not to.
Sometimes I do business with people that I've never met, and sometimes we do business for years and we've never met, and it's okay. And so consequently, there's no reason why, if I wanted to, I couldn't be home-based.
Right.
I just choose not to be right now. But the thing is that there could be, you know, there are people listening right now who would say, I disagree with that. I think you guys are wrong, and this is really a concern for me, and I would protest any home-based business in my neighborhood. But guess what? There may be three within three blocks of you don't even know about.
Most of them are,
and they may have been there for years.
Yeah, they're silent businesses. You have no way of knowing.
If they didn't tell you, you wouldn't know they were there.
Right. There's no traffic. There's no signs outside. There's no, you know, blaring thing, blinking light that says there's a home-based business being run from here. But what it has done is made your neighborhood safer for you to live in. Mm-hmm. If you're working away from the house during the day, working out in corporate America, your house is more vulnerable to daytime burglaries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because there may be a home-based business owner who is sitting in their office or occasionally getting up and taking a break and looking out the window and noticing that there are strangers touring around the neighborhood looking for empty houses, mm-hmm. your house is a lot safer. If you have children coming home from school to an empty house because you're having to work outside the home in corporate America, there's someone there that if they feel concern, there's something going on at the house, or they can't for some reason get in because the key broke, they have someplace they can go to be safe
mm-hmm.
when you're not home.
You know, Beverly, go ahead.
I'm sorry,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, you can tell it's one of my soapboxes.
Yeah, we can tell.
It really bothers me when people are very short-sighted in these things.
Well, here's my new idea, Beverly.
Okay.
Every neighborhood should encourage people to be home-based businesses,
uh-huh.
and then put a sign, a very nicely done sign, in the entrance of the neighborhood that
uh-huh.
says, "Caution: home-based business owner on duty."
Yeah, absolutely. Neighborhood watch.
Yeah, neighborhood watch. Home-based business owner on duty.
I like that idea, Jim.
And her name is Beverly, and you don't want to mess with her either.
No, you better not. Not in my neighborhood. Yeah, the NIMBYs, the not in my neighborhood type of person, to me has very tunnel vision. They're only seeing one thing. They've read an article about, you know, some home-based business that was a scam or something, and they're painting all of us the same color because of that, and that's wrong. It's always been wrong, and it's particularly wrong in this.
Well, and the thing about it is, again, and I'm going to put a little bit of a different slant on what I said earlier, how do people think neighborhoods got started originally?
Mm-hmm.
People lived there, they worked there, they had their work, and they bartered and they shared with their neighbor across the street.
Right.
If it weren't for home-based businesses, Beverly, mm-hmm. you know, maybe they wouldn't have ever been neighborhoods. I mean, who
mm-hmm.
knows?
Yeah.
There certainly wouldn't have been downtowns because people lived and worked right there in the building. I mean, the original mm-hmm. downtowns, the beds and the counters were, you know, just a few feet away from each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you remember not too long ago, there was a group in Rockville, actually in Maryland, that was putting together in a housing development in the area for live-work units.
Yep.
And they were going to isolate home-based businesses mm-hmm. in this one particular area.
Yep.
Now, on the surface, it sounded wonderful, but underneath, it really was a discriminatory
thing.
I didn't think
it was a good idea. How did it turn out?
They're still advertising for them. They have not filled the units.
I think it's a mistake to segregate home-based
exactly.
business owners.
Exactly.
That's the point that
I was getting to.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really is much better to have them scattered in the neighborhood.
Right.
I encourage and believe that builders should be setting up community areas where they can go and network together and meet,
right.
but not segregate them.
Give us your website, Beverly.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
Beverlywilliams.com. Check it out. Don't forget her book. It's in bookstores. The 30-Second Commute, The Ultimate Guide to Starting and Operating a Home-Based Business. Thanks, Beverly. See you next time.
I'll be here. Thanks, Tim.
Quick break. Right back with me. I'm going to talk about growing your business after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.